quarter to six, 59 degrees. It got to be time for the best 5 minutes of the day, and it is. With, I was thinking another way we could title this is a couple of 50-somethings talk about life. How about that?
Sure. That would remind us that we're in our 50s, though.
Yeah, yeah, and it would be true for like another 13 months, and then all of a sudden, Lord, help me, I'm going to be 60. But, you know, 1 year at a time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I've
a young 60.
I'm in my 60s, yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the different feedback. I think I was with, you know, Kevin Smith, and the, he's a mail carrier, a friend. We do tacos and prayer at his house on Tuesday night, his wife Crystal and their kids. And, yeah, he was just like, boy, I just can't believe Mark's going to be 59. And I'm like, yeah, I can't either, Kevin. I can't either. So,
yeah. Yeah. You're a young 50. That's true.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll take 50 versus 59, dude.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm chronologically a young 50. I mean, I'm like only 6 months into being 50.
You know, you find these tests, though, online, like, right, you can kind of figure out, like, are you a young such and such or an old, you know, kind of.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably qualify as old.
Well, we need to take more walks together, maybe than just.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
All right, so how are you sitting energy-wise heading into the last day of the work week?
Yeah, I'm ready for the end of the work week. We've had a number of busy weekends, and this one should be relatively lighter. Mother's Day weekend, it's my wife had her birthday a couple weeks ago, and we still haven't celebrated, so that will likely be this weekend. And so I'm just looking forward to the time to relax a little bit, and... Yeah.
Wait, nothing says busy life than a delayed birthday celebration by 2 weeks, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's just always too much to do. But
speaking
hopefully
of
breakfast tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah. Hope to. Yeah. Planning on it. I got the big debut tonight of Sam Shovel, sentenced to death at Valley Brook, 7 o'clock. It's tonight and tomorrow night. It's a fundraiser for the Collective Arts Center on Madison Street in Eau Claire, offering free arts programs to kids. And so a great cause, and it should be a lot of fun. So,
wonderful. That sounds great.
Uh-huh. Dawson's the only member of our family who's in it. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I've been seeing him post a number of advertisements for Sam Shovel.
So, yeah, absolutely. Had their final rehearsal last night. So speaking of Mother's Day, I'm hoping to call my mom in about an hour here on the air, thanks to Birthday Bob in Rice Lake, who said, boy, I like hearing your mom in the air. We won't call your mom right now, but... we're asking listeners to share an audio Mother's Day card at 715-396-1670. The floor is yours. Tell us why your mom's so special.
Wow. So I would say that my mom, even with a lot of difficult circumstances, was always there for me. Always there for me emotionally, my biggest supporter, and just my biggest champion when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have had the chance to meet her, but I wish I knew her better.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I wish you were around here more often. I wish I had more chances to sneak away over there more often, but current circumstances have not allowed that. So.
Okay, so it's a prayer right now. It's like, Lord, help me hang out with Jason's mom a little bit so we can both just kind of go back and forth about how great you are.
We'll see if that's a prayer that gets answered.
All right. Let's close out the week, James 5, 9 through 11.
Yeah, it says, don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. For look, the judge is standing at the door. For examples of patience and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We give great honor to those who endure under suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy.
I like that. All right, James 5, 9 through 11, and Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, goes like this. As you wait for me, avoid grumbling against your brothers and sisters. Focus on my kingdom instead. Life and relationships will often seem complicated, and you'll feel impatient and begin to justify your self-centered attitudes. When you start feeling that way, think back to the prophets, who often saw nothing but misery, yet they hoped in me. Consider Job, for example. If he'd focused on his losses, he would have killed himself, believing there was nothing to live for, but he kept hoping in me, even though he could not see my purposes. Now he understands. Final thought.
Yeah, I think a lot of times for me, it's challenging, right, to see the hope of what is coming down the line. And so I'm reminded of these folks who have gone before us, who mm-hmm. have pointed the way, and to continue to try to live lives of love, even when it's a challenge.
All right, so since you mentioned Job, it prompts this final question for me. Like, and maybe if you don't have to answer now, if you could pick it up, but if you were to take the devotional commentary writing, you did the whole New Testament, Matthew through Revelation, started with James. But if you were to take it, not all 39 books, but I want you to think about which Old Testament books would you want to do and where would you start? And if you don't want to answer now, we can wait till Monday.
Yeah, I know. I already know.
Okay, what?
Talk about it on Monday. I would love to do the prophets, starting with Isaiah.
Huh.
I would love to go there.
Interesting.
So,
all right, let's talk more about that next week. Thank you, Jason. That's See you tomorrow morning, WWIB. As promised, we do have my mom on the line ahead of Mother's Day on Sunday. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
How are things?
Sorry I didn't get the phone the first time.
That's okay. For years, you were not okay with being on the radio, and in recent years, you said, why not? So I appreciate that.
Oh, well, I think it's special that you call me.
Yeah.
Just I'm a little bashful sometimes, so.
You see, now people who know you're not bashful, so.
Oh, that's funny.
No.
Why do you say I'm not?
You're a talker, and you're very you're energetic. I want to thank you, though. I mean, people saw in some of our mailing a year ago, I got the Mother's Day space on the front of our WIB Incorporated mailing and kind of went on and on about how great you are. You should be in the Mom Hall of Fame.
Oh.
But I get the privilege of being the oldest of your three kids. Your son, you got two daughters and then two stepkids, a son and a daughter. And you love all of us and you love the grandkids and in a wonderful way. And so we really appreciate that.
Oh, I do. I just, the Lord has blessed me so much. And it's such a great joy to be a mom, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother of one now. He just turned 6 months old.
Benton.
I just feel blessed.
Yeah, for
blessed
sure.
And such an honor. It's hard to keep up, though, with the 17 grandchildren because they're all growing in their teens and 20s now. And one is in her 30s.
Last year in the WIB Mother's Day Month mailing, I got to kind of write a letter to my mom. You got that platform this year.
I did, yeah. And so if you missed the update, this is what I wrote. Let me tell you about my mom. Pastor's wife, mother of nine, homeschool teacher for us all from K through 12. Pretty busy life, right? Plus heading up VBS and Kids Quest, making three family meals a day and regularly cooking for those in need, counseling the hurting, shuttling her kids to every activity under the sun, and saving and planning for months to make birthdays and holidays oh so special. She bakes homemade bread, sends handwritten thank you notes, and let's just say world's best grandma on a mug is a pretty accurate description. You see, my mama is a star, but she's never craved a spotlight. She operates behind the scenes, quietly, faithfully, humbly. I remember how we would give her a hard time for always falling asleep during family movie night. I realize now how spent she was from living her entire day in the service of others. But the next morning, she'd wake up early and do it all again, but not before a silent time of prayer and reading the Word. Mom keeps her priorities straight. In an age where we try so hard to draw attention to ourselves in order to be influencers, gain followers, or go viral, my mother's quiet life shouts the glory of her King. As it says in Proverbs 31, a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Thankful for my mom.
That is so well written. And she also makes a mean peanut butter chocolate pie that I tasted before.
Indeed.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday morning, WWIB. We call it Headlines this morning, right?
We do indeed. Yeah, getting you caught up on everything you might have missed in a busy week. News, sports, politics, and pop culture. Yes, indeed. It is Headlines, and here we go.
Starting us off this morning, the Kentucky Derby was last Saturday.
Now, if you haven't watched it yet, I don't want to spoil it. I'll only say it was won by a horse.
Oh, thanks.
A study found that eating dark chocolate actually makes you smarter.
So smart that it'll give you the brain power to uncover even more excuses to eat chocolate.
So that's how that works.
Uh-huh. Scientists say the longest straight line that you can sail before touching land is 32,000 kilometers, and the longest straight line that you can travel on land before reaching water is 11,000 kilometers.
And the longest straight line you can walk from a Starbucks before you bump into another Starbucks is a block and a half.
That's funny.
79-year-old actor Robert De Niro just became a father for the seventh time.
What's it like raising a child when you're 79? Well, it probably helps that you can take your hearing aids out.
Indeed.
What'd you say, Sonny? Billionaire Mark Zuckerberg competed in his first jiu-jitsu tournament and took home both gold and silver medals.
In related news, Facebook has just introduced a new takedown button.
Slam.
Thanks, Mark. A British study showed that toddlers who have a diet high in processed foods may have a slightly lower IQ in later life.
So when your college grad fails the bar exam, don't blame them. Blame the Lunchables you gave them in grade school.
We were tasty, though.
And finally, this Friday morning, the average history score among U.S. 8th graders is now the lowest on record.
Yeah, kids today must think the Great Depression was just the time their Wi-Fi went down for an entire day.
Sad.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. We're doing our own tribute to moms with Mom's Night Off with our friends from Festival Foods, giving a $25 Festival Foods gift card. Maybe you want to use that to take a night off cooking with their wonderful dine-at-home deli and also 2 Micon movie passes. And we have our winner on the line with us, Stephanie Deering from Jim Falls. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the air here. And I see back on your entry, you say you're a stay-at-home mom of 4, soon to be 5. Has that 5th one arrived?
He has. He is almost a month old already.
And how's that going? Are you getting any sleep?
Not really.
Not really. Well, how are the other 4 doing and adjusting?
They love their little brother, and they are thrilled that he's here.
That's fantastic. And again, we just want to, these weeks leading up to Mother's Day with our friends from Festival, just honor moms all over the place. And I know you said you're a stay-at-home mom. What's God taught you in those years, if I can put you on the spot here, about maybe his faithfulness? Because I'm sure there's a lot of days of joy, but also sometimes where you're saying, this is really more difficult than I ever imagined. I have to lean on you, Father, for strength.
Absolutely. There is good days and there are bad days. And some of those bad days, if I wouldn't lean on him, there wouldn't be getting through it without more tears than I should shed.
Amen. And I'm sure, too, again, just you talk about some of those good days. There's just so many joys that we'd never see if we didn't have the opportunity to be blessed with children. And I know not everyone gets that blessing. And there's a lot of people probably who are hurting around Mother's Day because they don't have that blessing of children, too. And so I know as a parent of 4, and you've outdone me and my wife, too, with 5 now here, too. But there's just got to be so many times where I'm sure you thank the Lord saying, wow, thank you for giving me these children and blessing me so abundantly with them.
Every single day.
Well, Stephanie, great to have you on the air. We won't keep you long because I know you have a busy household there, but we want to give you $25 in a gift card from Festival of Foods and 2 Micon Cinemas movie tickets. So hopefully maybe at some point you can have a night off.
One of these days.
Thank you so much, Stephanie from Jim Falls, our winner here of Festival Foods Mom's Night Off. Thank you so much to Festival Foods for putting this together with us. Again, just in our small way as we want to honor mothers all throughout Wibland. Well, it is that time. It's 10 before 9, 64 degrees on this finally Friday edition of the Wib Wake Up Show. And Halvo somehow compressed all of this week into 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, we had various elements in the show. Let's see how many of them we pick up on right now.
Odd, weird, strange wedding guest requests. These actually happened.
Yeah, think about this. For instance, somebody says, I invited a guest who I'd gone to school with, and she asked what colors the wedding party was wearing so that she could match.
If you're not part of the wedding party, okay.
Yeah, Star Wars Day was yesterday, and Caleb celebrated big time. For those of you not in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, I counted them. There were 13, count them, 13 special, unique, on their own Happy Star Wars Day remembrances.
Yeah, there were a lot of memes on there, too. So
right.
I don't know how many people actually saw them. But, yeah, you can go there and you just improve my self-esteem by giving them a little ha-ha or something there, too. So I know that I didn't completely waste my time putting all those together.
He celebrated big time yesterday.
Weird wedding guest requests. One, our guest wanted to bring more guests. People we didn't know. One guy went to his job and told everyone there, and we were getting calls and emails from strangers requesting to come. Well, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show, and our friend Sherry always likes to weigh in.
A woman phoned her dentist when she received her last bill. I'm shocked, she complained. It's three times what the normal charge is. Yes, I know, said the dentist, but you yelled so loud you scared away two other patients. What did Snow White say when she was waiting in line for her photos? Someday my prince will come. Have a good day.
A day to embrace your inner dinosaur. Yes, rediscover your inner child by roaring like a dinosaur, dressing up in a dinosaur-themed clothing, and watching your favorite dinosaur movies. Roar. And the number today, 6,980. That was a really weak dinosaur roar. A dinosaur roar. Let me practice.
We were getting married by a lake and had guests ask us if they could wear swimsuits to the wedding and swim in the lake during our wedding. Not get to lakes much.
During the service, yeah. Any teacher appreciation you'd like to express?
You know, I had a lot of great teachers, but I just want to thank Mrs. K and Mr. Dasher, who are both music teachers at Memorial. And this is a big week for them. We had the band Pops concert last night, and Mr. Dasher was there in his tuxedo with tails. And then at the end, they did a Star Trek number, so he put on a Star Trek shirt. It was wonderful. And then later this week is the Choir Pops concert. And so, yeah, I just would thank them for their tireless work that they do.
One of our wedding guests asked if we could move up our wedding by 3 months so she could attend. It was at that point we decided to cut the guest list by half.
What's something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week? Something that happens more on a Friday than any other day of the week. These are the incorrect answers so far. Again, doesn't mean they don't happen on Fridays. Just not what we're looking for. It's not sleeping in. It's not payday. It's not getting off work early, calling in sick, going out to eat, going to movies. Friday the 13th, it's not getting a speeding ticket, quitting your job, waking up with a more positive outlook, eating fish, cleaning out their car, grocery shopping, traveling, going to the bank, getting a haircut, celebrating that it's Friday, going to the bar, partying, using the ATM. I know, I just love that someone was like, yeah, let's throw it out there to see what happens. People staying up too late, someone getting a car wash, it's not stubbing your toe, it's not making plans for the weekend, it's not delivering a baby, it's not hiring a babysitter, it's not ordering pizza, it's not putting gas in your car, it's not mowing the lawn, it's not oversleeping. I feel like that one was earlier in there, and it's not having a heart attack as well, as we've kind of just gone into the macabre as well.
But I think you should give a hint. Go ahead.
This is against the law.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do this.
Right.
This is illegal, highly.
Yeah, good morning, WWIB. That's our hint. That's our clue. What's your guess?
Breaking into a bank.
Breaking into a bank.
Bam.
Yeah. And bank robberies happen more on Friday than any other day of the week.
Who is this?
This is Sherry from Boomer.
Sherry.
So why?
I wasn't going to guess that until you gave the clue. I was actually going to guess doing laundry.
And this one may be the strangest of all. When I asked one friend to be a bridesmaid, she demanded three things.
Change the date.
Change the location.
And give her 31 days to pray about whether she would be a bridesmaid or go to a concert instead.
That one maybe takes the wedding cake right there.
That sounds like a great friend. There you go. The best of the week. Thank you, Havel.
My pleasure.
Don't rob a bank today.
Please.
It's Friday. Don't rob a bank today. We're honoring mothers on this final edition of the WIB Wake Up Show before Mother's Day. And so, again, Howell, you and I have maybe a little bit of a generational gap at times, but there's some artists that we just both love. And Stephen Curtis Chapman is one of those. And this is a song that somehow I wasn't familiar with. It's called One Heartbeat at a Time. And so I want to read the lyrics before I play it here. Stephen Curtis Chapman, of course, his wonderful wife, Mary Beth. You wrote this song, it goes like this. You're up all night with a screaming baby. You run all day at the speed of life. And every day you feel a little bit less like the beautiful woman you are.
Hmm.
So you fall into bed when you run out of hours and you wonder if anything worth doing got done. Oh, maybe you just don't know, or maybe you've forgotten. You You are changing the world one little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you are changing the world one little heartbeat at a time. With every I know you can do it and every tear that you kiss away, so many little things that seem to go unnoticed, they're just like the drops of rain. Over time, they become a river. And you are changing the world one little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you are changing the world one little heartbeat at a time. You're beautiful, so beautiful, how you're changing the world. You are changing the world one little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you are changing the world. Oh, I believe that you are changing the world one little heartbeat at a time.